This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Did you watch The Blood Moon on the weekend?
Do you know, I really didn't. I set my alarm and the alarm went off and I looked outside and went, oh, I couldn't be bothered. I'll see it another 100 years.
Well, I woke up.
I looked at it on photos on Facebook. It looked lovely.
I woke up and I thought, I'm going to go and have a look. And so I was sleeping naked.
Oh, that's gross.
Right, so I snuck out so I didn't wake anyone. I snuck out of the bedroom.
To go out the front or back door?
I went out the back. Oh, okay. Right, and I thought, I'll jump on my table because I want to see above the roof.
Like, yeah, well, you need to get up higher than 2 foot off the ground, don't you? So you need a little bit of a helping hand.
So,
yeah.
So I jumped up on the table and it was freezing. And I thought, look, I'm only here for 2 seconds. I just want to have a look at it. And I was looking around. I couldn't see it. Right,
the moon's up in the sky.
But it must have. I don't know. I don't know if my roof. Oh, was
it was low.
Well, yeah. It was low. Yeah. So I couldn't see it. I thought, oh, okay. What am I going to do? Then I hear this.
Oh, your neighbours?
My neighbours were out there looking too, and they were up on ladders.
So they got to see a moon. They didn't see the red moon, they saw your moon. And you just told me the other day your neighbours don't like you. I wonder why they grab the children and run. Okay, that creepy short man's naked out on his table again.
I ran straight back in and killed
him. So you didn't see the moon afterwards?
I didn't see it. No.
Did you see your neighbour's moon?
I saw my neighbour's moon. I saw quite a lot, actually. I don't get that. I'm just reading this story. I don't get this. There's this guy, and he had an albino. He was albino, right?
Okay. And so extremely white. Like whiter than Andy's butt.
Yes.
Yeah. Because no, that's never seen the light of day. Nobody ever wants to be pulling that out. Yeah.
So whiter than that, right? And what he did is he tattooed his entire body, right? So his entire. I'm talking. So he looks. He's just one colour. So it's not tattoos, as in
pictures. Oh, so it's not like pictures. He's just gone and coloured.
No, he's just gone and coloured himself. And he said he did it because he wanted to celebrate his uniqueness. I mean, he was already unique.
Yep.
But I don't know. Anyway, he's covered himself and he says, he goes, I always knew I was different from the rest of society. My favourite colour, for example, has always been grey in different tones, and his current skin colour is graphite.
Okay, so that's a grey colour. So he's gone and just coloured himself.
He's gone. His whole body is completely coloured.
With tattoos, couldn't he just do it with like one of those washable markers in the bath in case he didn't like the colour and he could wash it off? I mean, that stuff's permanent.
Yeah, I don't know. But I just don't get why he said he wanted to celebrate his
uniqueness. I still don't get why he said
by covering himself up.
But why did he remove his penis for?
Well, that's what he's done recently. And I don't get that over. More recently, he underwent surgery in Mexico to remove his nipples and his genitals to continue his transformation to become unique.
See, because I thought, getting a tattoo on your penis would be fun. Because I thought about, like, I'd get a little cat done so when it grew bigger it turned into a big lion. But don't you want people to have a look at being impressed, Have a little kid and then they go, rah.
Yeah, look at the little pussy cat.
I mean, if the guy's worried about his case, you heard about self-tanning? I mean, there's a lot
I know, there's
more things.
There's other ways. I just don't get it. I don't get the story because he wants to celebrate his uniqueness. He's unique anyway, but he's covering himself up.
Do you have a tattoo?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No, I don't have a tattoo. The only reason I don't have them is I don't mind them. I think they look good on some people. Is I just could never make my mind up on what I wanted, and I dreaded the day that I want to get rid of it.
Yeah, that's true. And it's for life, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yes. Have you got one?
I have two.
What do you
but
have?
But you know that. I have a picture of Kylie Minogue.
Come on, tell us about your two.
I have a picture of Kylie Minogue with her signature, and then I've got Danny on the other side.
So how did you go about getting them?
I chased them down the street like any normal person would do. Yeah, I'm getting one more, but I have told Kylie I want Carol Minogue as a tramp stamp at the back. Either that or open for business. I'm not quite sure which one it'll be.
Does Kylie know about these tattoos?
Yeah.
And what does she think about her mum getting like one of her mum on your bum?
Well, I don't think she cares, does she? She's just happy that her mum's getting some.
Yeah. Maybe you could change the colour of your skin too.
To what?
I don't know. We were just talking about that guy that tattooed his
entire body.
His entire body into
a colour.
Except
for his nipples and penis because he had them removed.
He had them chopped off. Mm. So he's a completely different colour. So it's not pictures or anything like that.
He's just solid coloured.
Solid colour. What do you reckon of this, though? There was a student went to a zoo in Cairo recently and uploaded a shot of him on Facebook with an animal that looked like a zebra, right? So you look at it, it's got black stripes all over it. But then if you look carefully at the zebra, the stripes are starting to smudge.
And if you look at the ears, it's a donkey. It's a donkey's ears. They're not horse's ears. They're donkey's ears.
They're donkey's ears. So the zoo lied. The zoo's gone and put this animal out, pretending that it's a zebra, but it's actually a donkey, and they've gone and painted the stripes on the thing.
Yeah, I'm not quite seeing the problem with it.
Really?
Yeah, I think the public's a bunch of idiots. Con them. Take all their money. I mean, haven't you? We've all done that.
What, put stripes on yourself?
I've dressed my kids up as a boy and said they're a boy so they can join this team or pretend they were a different age. We've all done that.
I don't know. I reckon, like, if you go to the zoo here, if there's an animal that's unable to be displayed, it says sorry, but, you know.
Sorry, it's dead.
For whatever reason, it can't be, not on display. But this one's gone and actually turned another animal into something else to make it look like it's there.
Yeah, but you know what? You think about these poor Egyptians. They're in war. They've got problems happening. I mean, they probably can't afford a zebra. They've just probably got the old donkey from out the back.
But then
give them a chance. You know? Some three-year-old's going to stand there and it's going to be stupid and won't even know the difference. The dad will go, look at the zebra. And the kid will go, yeah, great, I saw a zebra. Go to school on Monday. It won't know any better.
No, I disagree with you. I reckon it's lying.
You're all about this honesty business. No. No. I mean, look, I've been lying to my husband now for 18 years. Yeah.
I keep talking.
Well, I'm not going to go for where it is because he might be listening, but yeah, there's plenty of things in my body I've painted to make look different. Yeah.
I suppose we do, but we're not changing. We, you know, we're still human. We're not turning ourselves into something else. You're not going to turn yourself into a zebra and say, hey.
I have got no problems with it. You're so mean sometimes. You're so judgmental. You get so judgy at this time in the morning.
Nah, I reckon it's fraud.
Paint all your horses.
We were just talking about that zoo that painted the donkey to look like a zebra.
Oh, you're going to whinge about that again.
Well, I was just thinking, remember there was that at that Chinese family in China, and they raised a black bear for 2 years. They didn't realize
it was a dog. Yeah.
So it happens.
It does happen, but usually those people have escaped from an asylum. I don't think a normal person can look at a baby bear and go, oh, it looks like a dog. You know what I mean?
But there are those dogs that look like bears. You know, those real fluffy things.
Yeah. But no. Have you ever seen a bear's feet? They're very different to a dog. Yeah, they have, like, claws and things. No, dogs... No, I don't see it.
Yeah. Okay. Did you see that a trial of tap-and-go payment system is going to be rolled out to 15 street performers across Melbourne?
Oh, really? Tap-and-go for street performers?
Tap-and-go, that's right. Appreciative audiences will be able to tap their credit cards on devices with a preset amount of $2 or $5... or more, if you wish.
Do you know what? When you're thinking that, I actually did see that somewhere in a shopping centre, like, to donate. It was, like, for, like, Doctors Without Borders or one of those. Right. And they had the same. You went and just tapped your card on this little thing and it took $5.
And it takes away that awkwardness of saying, oh, how much? Oh, you know, I really only want to give $2, but I feel stingy if I say $2. So you can just tap it straight away. It's also going to offer the option to pay with Alipay, which is the smartphone payment method used by many of the Chinese.
Who? Ali's going to pay?
Ali's going to pay.
I wish I had an Ali around. So here that paid. I've got Wayne paid.
Chinese payment system. The pilot program's going to run for up to 6 weeks. It's going to get feedback from the buskers. I think it's great. And if it's successful, it's going to be rolled out or could be rolled out to performers right across the country.
I mean, if this happened, we'd better give it to the homeless and everything.
Well, that's what I was thinking, because I always feel quite awkward. I don't carry any cash on me at all. I always use card.
No one has cash anymore.
No one has cash anymore. Yeah. And I always, because I like to, you know, it is good to, if you see someone busking or someone donating, I always feel terrible because I don't have anything to give. So hopefully that'll alleviate that problem. But one thing I don't like, and I don't like this, is when you go to a restaurant and it's cash only.
Yeah, but I was thinking about, because we all tap and go now, I think the poor servers must be missing out on tips.
You reckon?
I think, because I don't even think anymore. I just tap and go.
But can't you? Isn't there an option to put in a
if you go to a very expensive restaurant? So when you pay by card, they bring it and they ask you to put the total in for you. So I've done that before. Where I went to put my PIN code in,
right?
And it came back and it said rejected. Contact your bank. And I'm looking. I go, no, I've got enough. And I thought, oh, hang on, I don't have that much, many tens of thousands of dollars. But so I realised. So if say the bill was $20, he wanted me to put the amount that I was going to pay, encouraging me to give a tip.
I got caught out at there's a car park in Lygon Street underneath the Woolworths there, and it's cash only. And I went there once. I was in the area and I wanted to get something from Woolies, and I went in and bought something. And I didn't have any cash on me. I couldn't get out of the car park. And I was thinking, but this is a major retailer.
So I like the idea of this, but you're right. Who carries cash?
Who carries it?
So I'm thinking about, I might get one surgically implanted in me, like a little FPOS machine.
You'll just be running around everywhere, go beep, beep, beep.
Because if you run past, I can steal everyone's $100. Oh, and then again, it does help me on my whoring. It saves me having to carry cash in my back pocket. If I could just, they could scan on their way through.
Sad news last week. Did you see a man died after slipping off a cliff while taking selfies at a whale-watching site in Sydney South? He's not the only one, because according to some Turkish researchers, they've tallied up the selfie-related incidents reported in the media from 2013 to 2017, and most injuries resulted from falling, but actually the leading cause was drowning. So people are taking selfies while they're in the water.
What, underwater?
There were 57 deaths from people drowning while taking a selfie.
Because the problem is you're also worried about what it looks like. So they're under the water trying to take a selfie and they go, that is just creepy.
In more unusual cases, a Russian man died after posing with a grenade.
Okay, well, have you done that before? When I was in Cambodia, you get to go into the lift and there's a big sign and it says, no guns, no bombs, no knives, no grenades. This is in the lift.
Yeah. And a tourist in China was dragged underwater by a walrus. Are people silly?
No, but that was, hey, you're laughing at that. Why he was snapping a selfie. Oh, yeah, he was taking a selfie.
Just be careful when you're taking selfies. So anyway, the incidents of selfies are you've got drowning, falling.
Truck collision, electrocution, gunshot, animals, explosion, motorbike collision and hot water burns.
So don't take selfies unless it's safe is what we're trying to say.
But just be happy with how it comes out the first time. You're not always trying to have a look.
Absolutely.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.